friends and listeners, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we declare, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, we must work together to win the lost. And I'm excited to tell you that today's message is exactly the tools you need to be an effectual witness of the gospel to unbelievers, sinners, and backsliders. The Holy Spirit downloaded this message into my spirit fast and furiously over a 2-day period, and I believe it reveals great truths on how we can reach the unsaved. It is entitled, 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved. I know you're going to want this CD, so I'll be back at the end to tell you how to order 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved.
The Bible says in Proverbs 15:11, hell and destruction are before the Lord. You know what that means? God always, 24/7, even though they don't have time up there, but to just bring it to our understanding, has a window. God, every second of every moment of every minute and hour and day is looking into hell and hearing the cries and the screams of those who, like this rich man, are in torments. It's ever before God. That's why he gets so frustrated with us when we lose our burden for the sinner. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:20, hell and destruction are never full. And the Bible says that therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Isaiah 5:14. Now, you've probably heard some foolish sinners say such stupid things as, well, if I go to hell, all my friends will be there and we'll have a party. Now, they may be correct in assuming that all their friends will be there. But I assure you by the word of God, they will not be having a party. Amen. There's not going to be a party going on. Jesus said they shall be cast into a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the man does not die and the fire is never quenched. Won't be no party going on. Now, it's true. God did not originally create hell for people. Because I know somebody's thinking, well, what kind of God would do that? He didn't create hell for people. God never intended anybody to go to hell. The Bible says in Matthew 25:41, specifically Jesus said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. That's what God created hell for. But the thing of it is there are people that love darkness rather than light, that choose Satan and evil rather than Jesus and truth. Do you want all them guys going to heaven with you? Do you want to go to heaven with a bunch of murderers and rapist? So he didn't intend for them to go to hell, but this is their choice. It says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Now, Satan knows that this is his future residence. He already knows this because it's written in the scripture. Revelations 20:19, it says the devil will be cast into hell and hell will be cast into the lake of fire, and the fire of their torment will rise up forever and ever. The devil knows the Bible. Believe you me, he knows it. He knows that that is his ultimate destination. And that's why somebody said when the devil throws your sinful past up in your face, you remind him of his future. The Bible also says in Revelations 12:12, the devil knows his time is short. He is smarter than a lot of Christians. And he's definitely wiser than a lot of sinners, that they have a short time. The Bible says Satan will come down in great wrath because he knows his time is short. Amen? But you see, that brings us to number 5. There are a lot of sinners that are blinded by the fact that they believe they've got plenty of time. You know, they do believe in Jesus Christ. They do believe that he is the Savior. They do believe that they have to come through him in the blood of his cross to get into heaven. They do believe that hell is real, and that if they do not know Jesus Christ, that's where they're going to go. And they have no intention of going there. They have every intention of getting right with God. They believe that they're going to get saved, but they think they got plenty of time. They're blinded to believe that I've got time, especially if they're young. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because not a person here today can write down a guarantee that you will be here tomorrow. People think, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to. But right now, I'm not willing to give up my living boyfriend, my living girlfriend. I want to go to the clubs. I like to dance. I like to have a good time. I like how I feel when I drink. I like how I feel when I take drugs. I'm not willing to give it up right now. But I'm going to get right. I'm going to come back to my faith. Backsliders, young people that were raised in church, raised in the house of God, and they're going to get back. I pray to God with all my heart, soul, and spirit. I pray to God you do. I pray to God you don't run out of time. I pray to God that you are like the prodigal son who wakes up one morning and says, my God, look at me. I'm sitting here in the pigsty. Look at me. I'm eating the husks that the pigs are eating. Look at me. I'm covered with the slime and the mud and the filth of sin. I smell like the devil. I smell like a sinner. I reek with alcohol. I reek with nicotine. My body is full of disease. I done picked up a couple STDs I've been treated for. I done had to have an abortion. I pray to God you do wake up before it's too late. But that is one of the things that Satan blinds the mind of people with. You got plenty of time to get right with God. Some of them say, oh, I've been raised in church my whole life, and all I ever heard was, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, he's coming. And I used to be so afraid. I would go to bed every night, oh, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. If you come before I wake up, let me go to heaven, oh, Jesus. But he never came. And all these years now, he ain't never come yet. That's all they tell you. They tell you that to scare you. That's what your parents tell you and the preachers tell you, trying to scare you, Jesus is coming. Well, maybe Jesus won't come for another 10 years or 20 years, but maybe you'll go. Maybe it'll be your time to go. Maybe you will be in a car accident and not survive. Maybe you will overdose and they can't bring you back. Maybe you'll get shot while you're out there in that club. Because nowadays when people have arguments over somebody bumped their girlfriend, they'll take a gun out and shoot you. Maybe Jesus won't come, but that doesn't mean you'll be in the land of the living. I'm not surprised that Satan's master plan. His master plan for some is, there is no hell. Amen. And for the other ones is, you got those who believe in hell and got some fear of God on them, you got plenty of time. Amen? That say, let us eat and drink and be merry and have a party. But let me tell you something, the party can shut down. The Bible says there's pleasure of sin for a season. The Bible doesn't deny the fact that some people find pleasure out in the world. The Bible doesn't deny the fact that people have fun out in the world. But the Bible says it's only for a season. But the evil day comes. The Bible says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, because the evil day comes when you no longer have pleasure. The thing that brought you pleasure now is a curse to you. Now you're hacking because you got emphysema in your words. You're going to get lung cancer. Now you can't have you done messed yourself up with so many sexual diseases that now you're infertile. Now you might want to straighten your life up and have a family, but now you can't get pregnant because you done had so many diseases or abortions, and now your body's all a wreck. And I know a lot of you, the devil tells you all kinds of things, and I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost let it fly if you don't mind. And rule number 5, we got 3 to go, but we're going to park here a little bit. Amen? The devil always paints a beautiful picture, but he never lets you see what's behind it. You know what you need to do? You need to go one day around 12 o'clock in noontime to those bars and discos and clubs you like to go to. You need to go in there during the daytime when they turn all the lights on so they can clean up the stuff, and you will be horrified at what a filthy place most of them are. But at nighttime, they got it all painted black with all those pretty lights and things, and the devil paints a beautiful picture. Amen? And everybody always thinks it's going to happen to someone else and not to them. Or they're only going to go so far and they're going to put on the brakes. I'll not go that far. But you don't have a choice once you yield to Satan. He becomes your master and you're his slave. Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil, and his lust you will do. Amen? And he said, I've come. He says, Satan's come to steal, to kill, and destroy your life. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be sitting here in church. Godly families are salt and light for this generation, for the seed for this generation, that if Jesus doesn't come, that there'll be some righteous people left for the next generation to be salt and light. And it's a shame. You mess around and the devil, he will do his number on you. Yeah. You cannot play with sin and it not cost you something. It pays to serve the devil. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen. And there's some things that God will forgive you. Don't misunderstand me. He'll forgive you. I don't care what it is. He'll forgive you and wash you and cleanse you and he'll throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. But some things you can't undo. Some choices you can't undo. As I say, you can't unscramble eggs. And some young people, they think, I'm only going to go so far. And the devil is giving them all. There's more STDs in the last 25 years they have discovered, where they used to be like a few, and you know, maybe 10 or 15. Now they're into the hundreds of different kind of diseases. Amen? And some people think, well, you know, I'll avoid it. I'll do this. I'll do that. And people are doing all kinds of crazy things.
Amen, amen. Surely the Holy Spirit has birthed this word into our hearts so we can be able and effectual witnesses and ministers of the New Testament. I believe you can discern the spirit of conviction that was upon the delivery as these truths penetrated the hearts of the hearers, shedding light in dark places and peeling away layers of resistance. It also serves to enlighten us how to deal with hard cases when witnessing of Christ. Paul said that Satan is a mind blinder, and he uses these 8 strategies to keep people from getting saved. Number 1, I'm a good person. Number 2, they're not ready to give up sin. Number 3, no fear of God. Number 4, no fear of hell. Number 5, I've got plenty of time. Number 6, the fear of man. Number 7, too many hypocrites. And number 8, I just can't live this Christian life. Every point is scripturally supported. There's enough anointed ammunition in this teaching to prepare you to be a powerful soul winner. You can order 8 Reasons Some Aren't Saved on CD for a love gift of $10. Ask for order SK151. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 151. Send your gift of $10 or more to help us pay for radio time to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You may also order online at rghardy.org. There you will find many other spiritual resources by my dad, Brother Hardy, and myself. The mailing address, again, is P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, Maranatha.